You're tuned in to a special edition of Titans All Access. Hello again, everybody. I'm Mike Keith here at Baptist Sports Park, home of the Tennessee Titans, for a special post-draft edition of the program. And we've got a lot to do. Obviously, we're going to introduce you to the Titans' first-round pick, Alabama guard Chance Warmack. A chance to visit with the Titans' surprise second-round pick, former University of Tennessee wide receiver Justin Hunter. Lots of changes here at Baptist Sports Park in the offseason with the coaching staff and free agency. We'll introduce you to the new coaches and the new players. Plus, we'll go one-on-one with one of those new players, former Ravens safety Bernard Pollard. And the story starts with this man. General Manager Rustin Webster joins us on this special edition of Titans All Access. 8 new players that you're able to draft. How would you characterize the group?
Well, I feel like it's a strong class. I feel like we have good guys that are hard workers. They're going to fit in well into our locker room, into our building, and the culture that we want to, that we want to have here in Tennessee. And then also just players with size. We were looking for that and speed. And I think all of them will help us in some way.
Let's talk about the top of the draft class, Chance Warmack, 10th selection overall, guard, Alabama. You said he was your target all along. Why?
Well, we want to bring a physical nature to our offense and really help improve both our run game and our pass protection. He'll do both of that. He'll especially help us in the run game. Chance is a powerful, physical football player, and that's what we liked about him, and that's what we want from him. I think he'll help us grow into the kind of team we want to be.
He won you with his tape. But he also won when you went and spent time with him for sort of a one-on-one workout and interview. What did you like so much about that time you got to spend with him?
Well, his workout was very good, and watching him interact with his teammates who were there as well, and Coach Munchak and Coach Matthews, he handled himself really well. As you can tell, Chance is at ease pretty much in every situation. And he did a great job with us in our interview. We spent probably an hour and a half with him in the room, on the board, talking football, talking life, all those type of things, and really won us over there.
Chance Warmack does not put on airs, does he?
He does not, and that's what we love about him. Low maintenance, puts on no airs. It's really all about football with him.
Why did you want to play for the Titans so badly?
This is a perfect fit, being the coaches, being the general manager, having an opportunity to come here, speak with everybody. It was just a heartwarming event for me, and I didn't really feel like I was doing an interview. I felt like, I was a part of a family.
All right, you're going to move to the right side. You've played 40 games, started 40 games at Alabama at left guard. You're going to play the right side. What's going to be the transition there? Any difficulty you anticipate?
Not at all. I played right guard my freshman year in college. I actually prefer the right side. I'm right-handed. So I think, transition won't be that hard for me.
What are you bringing to this football team?
Physicality, establishing a lot of scrimmage for our running backs back there, protection for the quarterback, and giving them time to pass the ball.
Last year, Rustin Webster surprised us with a wide receiver in the first round. This year, he surprised us again with a wide receiver in the second round. He'll tell the story of trading to get Justin Hunter when this special edition of Titans All Access continues right after this. Welcome back to this special post-draft edition of Titans All Access. I'm Mike Keith with General Manager Rustin Webster, who on the second day of the draft made a move. Made a move from number 40 up to number 34 by trading a 7th-round pick this year and a 3rd-round pick next year to go get University of Tennessee wide receiver Justin Hunter. How did you come to the decision to make the move?
Well, as time went on in the first round on Thursday night, we saw that Justin might be falling. He was high on our board, high in the first round on our board. We thought a lot of him. So we made some efforts to maybe try to get into the first round. Weren't able to do that. And then we continued those efforts the next day and were able to make a deal with San Francisco.
Anybody who knows how you value draft picks knows to do this, you must think a lot of Justin Hunter, because it's not easy to give up that draft pick.
You have no idea. It tortured me for about 4 or 5 hours, and we went through every scenario, why to do it, not just the fact that Justin, we think, can be a fine player for us and in the league, but also just how does this affect our future, how does this affect us now and in this draft. Went over and over it, talked to multiple people, probably wore some of those people out, and probably wore Trent Baalke out while we were doing it, but you know, it was important to cover all your bases. Anytime you give up a pick in the first three rounds, I think it's important to talk through it, and that's what we did.
Justin Hunter, did you have any idea it would be the Tennessee Titans?
Not at all. You know, it was a big surprise to me and my family.
Where did you think you were going to go?
Maybe Buffalo or Detroit, but, you know, they really surprised me.
You didn't have to wait very long. The Titans trade a pick next year to come get you. How flattered are you that a team wanted you that badly?
It means a lot, you know, that it believed in me that much. You know, it just makes me want to go out there and work that much harder for them.
And now you don't have to have as many questions about the knee. I bet you had a million of them going through the draft process.
Oh, yeah, definitely the combat. It was a lot of pull and tug on my knee and everything. And they seen that it was all right, and it's 100%. They seen it in my numbers.
When did your confidence fully come back in the knee?
I think definitely in the middle of the season. I think in the beginning, I was trying to do too much, you know, just trying to get back to where I was. And, you know, I wasn't believing in myself like I was supposed to.
When you got hurt against Florida, there was a lot of talk not only about your football, but maybe that you would have a chance to go to the Olympics as a triple jumper. How much did your track background help you in your rehab?
I think a lot, you know, because I'm really explosive with my legs and everything. And just for me wanting to get back like that, it happened fast.
What are you going to have to do to get ready to be able to help the Titans as quickly as possible?
Definitely put on weight and definitely study the playbook as much as I can to come in here and just make an impact quick.
Been asked about your weight a lot while you've been here at Baptist Sports Park, haven't you?
Yeah, but you know, it's going to come. It's going to come shortly, but soon.
And now, Knoxville to Nashville, you stay in Tennessee. The response of fans in this state, in this area, already tremendous. That's got to be very pleasing.
Yeah, it means that they like me a lot, and I'm going to be here for a while.
I know your son, something you're very proud of, obviously, getting to stay here in the state and be close to him and have this sort of new chapter in your family continue just about 3 hours west of Knoxville.
Yeah, it's going to be great for him to be here, be able to see my games. He has family in Memphis, so they can see him anytime he wants to.
All right, so tell the Titans fans, what are the Titans getting in Justin Hunter? What are you all about as a player?
They're definitely getting a hard worker, a deep ball threat, you know, another Randy Moss type, ready to work.
What are your goals as a rookie?
Definitely coming here, learn the playbook, first of all, make a big impact, you know, just to help the offense out.
Lots of changes here at Baptist Sports Park in the offseason. We'll bring you up to speed on those when this special edition of Titans All Access continues right after this. Welcome back to Titans All Access. When the 2012 season ended, head coach Mike Munchak promised there would be changes among the Titans. Once January arrived, it didn't take him long to start implementing those changes. The changes started with the coaching staff. In all, Munchak made 9 moves on his staff. The new members, veterans with big-time resumes. New running backs coach Sylvester Croom is a great example of that. A former coordinator, Mississippi State's former head coach, a Bear Bryant protege known to demand accountability from his players.
I try to make sure that that I'm accountable first to our coaching staff and his organization and to our players. I think all of us, in order to win a championship, we all have to be accountable to one another. You know, I trust that the other coaches are going to do their job. They're trusting me to do mine. I trust that the other positions are going to do their job. They're trusting that the running backs are going to do theirs. And anything that I'm associated with, I've always been taught that you do the best of your ability, that you don't let the other guys down. A chain is only as strong as its weakest link, and I and the running backs will not be the weak link in the chain.
The most publicized of the Titans staff moves, the return of Greg Williams. When Williams left the Titans to become Buffalo's head coach in 2000, he had just finished his 11th year with the club. Now he's back as the senior assistant for defense.
There's a lot of guys on this staff that I've coached. I've had the opportunity and pleasure to coach. There's a lot of guys on this staff I've coached with before here. There's a couple of guys on his staff I've coached other places with, and now they're back here also. So again, I'm excited to be back in the organization and ready to get to work.
When free agency started on March the 12th, the Titans were one of the most aggressive teams in the NFL. Their number one target, Buffalo guard Andy LaVitre. Webster got his man with a big contract offer and teachers that no other team could offer. Munchak and Bruce Matthews, two Hall of Fame offensive linemen.
One of the factors that I had in making my decision is, you know, even just having one Hall of Fame offensive lineman as a coach is phenomenal, but to have two and working together with them, I mean, you probably couldn't find that anywhere, and it's probably a once-in-a-lifetime thing, so it's going to be a great opportunity for me to get to work with those guys.
Webster's other promise, he was going to land a big back to pair with Chris Johnson. Two-time 1,000-yard rusher Sean Green fits that bill, coming over from the New York Jets.
It's a great way to, you know, save each other, you know, if that's the wording for it, you know, keep him healthy, keep me healthy, keep fresh backs in the game, and that's dangerous.
The Titans look to bolster the offense during free agency. They also look to strengthen the defense. One of the big free agents they added, safety Bernard Pollard from the Baltimore Ravens. When Titans All Access continues, we sit down with number 31, Bernard Pollard. One-on-One is up next.
Pull up a chair and go one-on-one. Sponsored by Farm Bureau Insurance, where Tennessee turns to us.
Welcome back to Titans All Access. One of the Titans' most exciting free agent acquisitions of this past offseason, safety Bernard Pollard, who was Baltimore's leading tackler last season. Welcome to Nashville. Welcome to Titans All Access.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
As a means of introduction, I remember when you came out of Purdue.
Yes, sir.
And I remember reading what Mike Dettillier said about you in his draft analysis. And I just want to read it to you and have you go bit by bit and say whether you think it's still correct.
Bring it back up.
Pollard is a jumbo size safety who has great size, and he is a blow up type hitter out on the field. Right?
I will have to say he's correct.
Okay. Intimidating strong safety who is aggressive in run support, and he comes up the field in a flash.
Correct.
Still with it. Bernard takes good angles of pursuit, and he times his blitzes into the backfield very well.
I like this dude.
Solid open field tackler. This is 7 years ago.
That's what it is.
Pollard is much better in zone coverage schemes than in man-to-man coverage situations. Okay.
I beg to differ with that.
Okay. All right. We'll get back to that. Pollard has above average foot speed and range out on the field, much better coming up the field than dropping back into coverage.
I beg to differ with that one, too.
Okay. Well, have you improved? This is 7 years old.
Yeah, yes, it
so
is.
Have you improved in those areas?
I think I have. You know, I think so many people who try to grade us as football players don't understand the game. They don't understand positioning. They don't understand the actual technique that the coaches want you to play. So all of a sudden, when they see something, they everybody want to, you know, stamp you with their, you know, opinion and feel like they, you know, that they want it to uphold. But, you know, I'm a football player. I know and understand what comes with this game. I've been truly blessed to play this game. I'm excited, you know, to be a Tennessee Titan.
How much of that is stereotyping just because you're an especially big safety?
I think that's what it is. I think, you know, a lot of it comes from that. You know, you see a guy walking around at 230 pounds, you know, and on the field, when everybody see me, everybody thinks I'm a linebacker. So, you know, I think that's what it automatically is. Or, you know, when you first come out, everybody, like I said, they stamp you with their little, you know, their opinion, and everybody just kind of run with it.
You're not afraid to speak your mind?
Not at all.
Is that just something, how you've always been, dating back to Purdue and even maybe high school in Fort Wayne?
You know what? I think I've learned over the years that, you know, you have to pick and choose the things that you're going to say. But I think for me as a football player, I'm going to watch what I say. But at the same time, I'm going to let you know as a man, whether it's in front of the team or behind closed doors, I'm going to respect you. Coach Munchak, you know, he is a great guy. He's played this game. He understands. He understands the pains that we go through. He understands us as players. So, you know, I had a great time meeting with him, had a great time meeting with the other coaches, and that's ultimately what brought me here.
It seems like that's the role he wants you to play, not just the hard-hitting safety, but that vocal leader guy.
Well, you know, as far as being vocal, I'm more vocal on the field. You know, off the field, you know, I don't too much say much. You know, I like to laugh. I like to spend time with the guys, spend time with my family. But other than that, when you get me on the field, it's like I got to hit a switch. I got to be a different person because that's how I make my money.
Will you flash your Super Bowl ring around that locker room as motivation?
Not at all, man. You know what? I think, you know, for the most part, you know, that ring is going to go. It's going to go up. You know, I'm going to look at it one time when I go pick it up. A lot of people ask me, am I going to the ring ceremony? Am I going to the White House? And I tell you, no, I'm not. You know, I'm a Tennessee Titan. You know, some things went on that, you know, whatever, that's between us or whatever. But, you know, at the same time, this is, you know, this is the team I play for. This is the city that we go out there and we play for. And we have, you know, a bunch of fans that they want to see us win. And I'm here for that. I'm not here to celebrate with anybody else. You know, yes, we celebrate it after the game. That time's done. I'm going to get my ring and put it up.
It's a new beginning.
Yes, sir.
Bernard Pollard, thank you for joining us.
Appreciate
on Titans
it.
All Access. When the program continues, Rustin Webster rejoins us to talk about the entire draft class from right here at Baptist Sports Park. That's next on Titans All Access. Titans General Manager Rustin Webster rejoins us on this special edition of Titans All Access. Looking back at the draft class, and earlier in the program, we covered first-round pick Chance Warmack from Alabama, the guard, and second-round pick Justin Hunter, the wide receiver from Tennessee, the rest of the class. And as you look at this group, the secondary was obviously a big focus. Let's talk about your corners. Mm-hmm. Blighty Ray Wilson from mm-hmm. Connecticut, mm-hmm. and then also Khalid Wooten from Nevada, third round for Wilson, sixth round for Wooten, both bigger corners.
And that was our aim, to get bigger at corner, and those guys can both play press coverage. That's what we were looking for. Some taller corners, they can play press, they can both run. They're both good football players, they have toughness, they'll tackle, all those things. So they fit the mold of the corner we were looking for in this draft.
Safety, Damian Stafford, your seventh round pick out of Nebraska. He was a highly recruited JUCO coming out of California. Pick Nebraska over USC, for example, some of the better programs in the country. Big hitter at 6 feet, 220.
He is a big hitter, and that's the thing that stands out about him. He'll come downhill and he'll hit you. He's a good tackler as well, and he's made plays on the ball. I think he'll fit in well, and he'll bring the temperament we want from our defense.
You got a linebacker in the third round from Missouri, Xavier Gooden. Again this year, you get the fastest linebacker in the draft.
Yes, we did, and really excited about Xavier. He can fly. He's growing as a football player. Chet Parlavecchio, our linebacker coach, was ecstatic. And so we're looking forward to see him grow. And I think, you know, whenever you play defense, you need to be able to run. And speed of linebackers paramount, and we have that.
I was just outside the draft room when you picked LeVar Edwards in the fifth round at number 142, and people really excited about him, feeling like because he played behind Sam Montgomery and Kiki Mingo at LSU, maybe he didn't get the attention that he deserved. Some saying that he was the best overall outside pass rusher that LSU had this season.
Well, you know, that was a great team with a lot of good players offensively and defensively, so it would be easy to get overshadowed. But he has all the traits and talent to be a good NFL player, not just a pass rusher, but run player as well. You're talking about 6'4", 275 pounds, and, you know, running in the 4.7s. So all that should make for him being a good NFL player. If he works and does the things that he should do and will do, I believe, sky's the limit for him.
Hope that he could get in the rotation, maybe be a third down rusher this year?
I think maybe even more than that. I think maybe he'll be able to play the run as well. I don't see him as just a rusher. I think he'll be able to do that, but I think he can also play on run downs due to his size and his length.
So five defenders really fitting the mold of what the defense wants to become: bigger, more physical, certainly more aggressive.
No doubt about it. That's the goal for us. We're going to continue to work as we go through the offseason for that, and that's what we want to be, a physical defense and an aggressive defense, a fast defense, and I want those guys to go out and play free and make a lot of big plays for us.
Speaking of physical, at 107, you took another offensive player, the center you had rated most highly on the board, Brian Schwenke from California, 6'3", 315, a converted guard who hadn't snapped the ball until this year, and yet seemed to be a natural there.
really excited to get him at that point. He's an outstanding center. You know, we thought maybe he could even go much higher. He's smart, he's strong. You're talking 6'3", 215 pounds, or 315 pounds. He'll line up next to Chance and Andy Levitre someday, and should be a good player for us for years to come.
Yeah, Chance Warmback and Brian Schwenke could be the nucleus of that offensive line for the next dozen years, maybe.
Well, that would be the plan, and so we're excited about that.
This whole group and this whole process, your thing is you want to get better every day. Mm-hmm. You felt like you got better through free agency starting on March the 12th. And as you're getting into May here and the players are back, real sense of excitement about all of the additions.
I think so. You know, so many new players. It's a new team, a new group, a new excitement, new coaches. So there's a lot of excitement about around us and around our team, just in the building. So I look forward to seeing how it all comes together.
Rustin, look forward to seeing you more throughout the spring.
Sounds good.
More special editions of Titans All Access coming up throughout the spring as we're about to get into mini camps. And you can believe this, not that far away from training camp, less than 3 months away. For Rustin Webster, I'm Mike Keith. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.